Billy, today we're going to talk about milk. Now, as I previously stated 1.5 seconds ago, I don't know anything about milk. It just hurts my guts. It makes me a very sad man if I do anything involving milk. I don't know if you have the same experience.
No. Dairy products, I love them. Put them in my body.
You could say that they're your friend at the end of the day.
Well, yes. Being a first-generation American with my family emigrating from France, cheese is very important to me. I also really enjoy ice cream.
Iced milk.
Iced milk. The old cooled-off milk with some sugar in it. It's really good. But I wanted to talk about milk, not to share about the things that I like about milk, but mainly, most of what I want to say right now is that people that drink milk out of a glass are psychopaths.
So, from what I'm gathering, you don't care about milk itself, but the act of just drinking milk. Milk is, who cares, but the act of if you just pour yourself a nice tall glass of milk, or if you're my granddad, pour yourself a nice tall glass of milk and put ice cubes in it. He did that till the day he died. they're a psychopath. I believe the other day you even said that they are not your friends.
No, be wary of people that they continue to drink milk. I say that because we were lied to by the people making our food, the FDA, and they have historically lied to us a bunch of times. There, you may remember, growing up, it was very important to drink milk every fucking day. You know why?
Milk is the new cigarettes.
Kind of. Well, it doesn't necessarily harm you. It's just not something you need to eat every day. Same thing with, like, grains. They had us eating, like, 7 servings of grains a day. Not necessary.
Was it really 7? I know it was the bottom like of the bottom of the pyramid was the grains.
It was something fucking ridiculous. Just our, you know, our food habits in America have been driven by industry and what is, like, you know, the easiest to make, the fastest. And, you know, like, that's what we're going to push on people. Oh, teach your children.
You milk, gotta milk, milk.
Milk, 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 bran flakes, bran flakes, bran flakes. Also, cereals. Uh-oh, my brain's stopping to work now.
Hey, that's all right. Bran flakes really did have a moment there for a second, though.
Well, they did. And Mr. Kellogg, you may know about this.
Oh, no.
Wanted people to
what you're saying here.
He wanted people to stop masturbating.
Yeah, and he had some weird ideas.
He did have some weird ideas. And I think that a lot of human beings have weird ideas. And there's a lot of people out there that shouldn't be allowed to tell us what to do.
No, I think Mr. Kellogg. He can have his ideas. That's fine. I'm totally fine. But if he's going to be like, Kellogg's brand is whatever backwoods Christianity he was practicing, I don't know if that's where we draw the line, I think. Do what you want in the privacy of your own home, but don't do what you want in the privacy of the public sector.
Hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm spitballing here. That's a new theory I'm crafting.
I think it's a good one. I think that's a sensical theory.
So, Billy, when was the last time you just mainlined a glass of milk?
I can't remember. It's more than 10 years. Because really, milk from a cow is baby cow growth food. You know, that's for a baby cow to grow really fast.
Not your mom, not your milk.
Not my mom, not my milk. I'm not a growing cow. I don't need to really grow at all, actually. So, you know, milk of any form, I don't think is really important for me to have in my body. You know, stuff like cheese and butter and ice cream are like luxuries, you know. I'm reading here that a brief history of milk. They say that humans, like all mammals, weren't built to digest lactose, which is milk's natural sugar, beyond childhood. But around 6,000 BCE, the ability for some adult humans to tolerate lactose kicked in. It was passed through our gene pool.
5 seconds, Bill. What do we got?
Don't masturbate. feel handsome.